The 2009 South by Southwest Interactive Festival featured a beacon of light, FanDuel. Got started right there in their backyard. In our backyard in September of 2023, the Millie Boys were born. And we are back. This has been a long time coming. And what better way than to share some FanDuel lineups, some thoughts, some ideas. Maddie, what do you have to say for yourself?
I've never heard it called the South by Southwest Interactive Festival. Is this a chat GBT combination?
No, or what happened there? I think it ended in 2010. We are burying the lead. We have America's best friend back on.
He's back.
Only refer to it as SXSW.
Yeah. So it's like people in San Francisco get very mad about that, I learned. If you call it Stan Fran, they lose their minds. It's got to be SF or they get real bougie on you.
Is that like NOLA?
I think it's the same concept, yeah. Actually, probably the same amount of bums. Same amount of bums living around the town in both those spots.
I don't know about Edinburgh. I feel like that might be a nice place. Do we have any
Scotland?
Where's Bud? We lost him already.
Bud's here. He's everywhere. He's everywhere all at once. He's probably at Augusta, to be honest.
So we are here to build the perfect FanDuel lineup for your Masters tournaments. If you want to enter any of like the one-day tournaments or the whole weekend. But we have the picks for you. We have returned a 318% ROI through football lineups. And there's no reason that this can't translate into the golf world. So we're here to do it for you. Mm-hmm. Anything different, Maddie, about like picking golfers as opposed to when you're building the football lineup? Anything that stands out that's like a major thing for you?
Yes, I feel like you can load up golf lineups, but I feel like when we build football lineups, we get a couple studs and then it's like, oh man, we're down to $6,000 receivers who haven't caught a pass in 3 weeks, but they're electric. And so we're going to go with it because the defense stinks. Golf feels like you can load the lineup up. You only have like one guy who's not that expensive. So it feels very consolidated to me. Whereas I think in football, you have to really be a little bit more selective.
I also think that being more individual, it's not stacked. It's more stacked against the golfer, right? So you can load up on Tyreek Hill and put some nobodies around him. You're going to score points with Tyreek. But if you throw Rory in there, he might not make the cut, right? We just don't know how a golf tournament is going to wind up. So
that's true. You're going to get some landmines. Whereas you're like, even in a bad game for Tyreek, if you pay up for him, you're going to get 10 points. It won't kill you. You just won't get what you were looking for.
You're not going to like win out. Right.
Yep. A week ago, the weather was looking pretty bad for Augusta too. Has that changed? Is it going to be more stable now?
I was meaning to look at that all week long and,
we should have talked to Hank. What are we doing?
I don't know why Henry's not there.
The first rule of podcasting. Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to.
That's what we avoid.
It looks like they're slated for some rain on Thursday, and then the rest of the weekend's fine. So I think we're all right.
And it's fine. I mean, last year was a complete washout. So for a couple
can't
of days.
Can't twice in a row. But can't.
No. So, Alex, lead us off. Who's America's pick of the week for you?
Not going with the favorite outright. There's one guy out there. We all know who it is. But I'm actually going to ruffle some fans' feathers and pick a live guy right off the bat in my buddy Brooks Koepka. I think out of the live guys, he's the most steady and the most likely to come in and place the highest in this tournament. I mean, even from an odds perspective, he's plus 190 to be a top 10. I mean, that's the fifth best projection or fifth best odds of anyone coming in.
I feel like too, and he's proven this, so I guess it's true. A course like this that demands somebody who knows how to win at this specific course, it almost requires you just like not think ever. And Brooksy never thinks. He's very open about the fact that he just gets up and things.
He just gets up for majors. That's it.
So, I mean, what a terrible bet to bet against him. Right. You don't necessarily have to pick him as your guy this week, but like he's going to be in the top 10.
I think I'll have a significant top five bet on him for the end of the tournament.
Yeah, that feels
he
right.
He was Bud's pick for the winner. So, yeah. Okay. I like the start we're off to, Maddie. What direction do you want to go?
I assume this is one of the many lineups we talked about where we were able to keep the X-Man in there.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not.
No? Okay. No. I'll move off from him. So you got it. So past history matters here. Long shot winners almost never happen. Recent winning experience is significant. Current form is obviously a big deal. Putting is not a requirement. Bombers, paradise. Everybody who hits the ball far and long does well here. Got a feast on the par fives. That being said, I think we have a lot of options of where we can go because we can stack these lineups like we were talking about. But I believe the one that we settled on includes Wyndham.
Yes, it sure does.
So he checks all the right boxes. He's playing good golf. He's definitely up for the moment. He hasn't won here. It's his first time. So like Bud told us, we've only had that happen once in like 30 years. So the odds are not great for him, but we don't need him to win. We just need him to make it in the top 10. And he's probably going to do that. So
he's been playing great and he's been in every tournament and he's, you know, practicing mental health. And obviously that's paid off. You watch Full Swing. So I love it. Going with a similar theme, guy that's probably not going to win, but he's going to make the cut. And he's probably going to be in the top 10, top 15, and he's going to be boring doing it the whole time.
Exactly, slowing down.
I mean, this is nap time paradise for me with Nance and Patrick Cantlay.
He could be Sunday. Like, he's not in the mix, but you'll get a shot of him every 10, 15 minutes. That's going to be nice.
We're getting a nice 5-hour round. Uh-huh. I'm extending dinner time. It's going to be
They put Koepka with Harmon round one. He's going to lose his mind. Yeah, he's going to lose his absolute mind.
They might fight.
Yeah, it could be a rumble, which you should get points for that. I'm assuming you do.
So far we've got Wyndham, Brooks, Cantlay.
I think that we had to continue our football theory, which was ride the hot hand, right?
Yeah.
And who had a hotter hand? Who's coming off the hottest last round of last Sunday than McCarthy?
Yep.
Tearing up with 8 straight birdies to come in and put a tie one in there and losing a playoff. But still, he must have the confidence of anybody right now.
Yeah,
when we're trading these ideas around, you were like, how is he 7,200? And so he's a steal. I think you need him. And there's another guy that Maddie targeted to, you know, in our back pocket to allow us to stack this lineup. But
you can wrap it up for us. I'll give him this guy and then you can give him the hammer to end it. But I think McCarthy's cheap because he isn't a great. He doesn't actually fit the course that well, but he's definitely consistent enough to stay somewhere in the mix. Like, he's a great putter, but, you know, he's not necessarily fantastic with his wedges and he's not a super long hitter. So he doesn't profile that well, but he'll definitely stay in play and he'll be fine. The other guy we have at that price point is Austin Eckroat, who is also making his inaugural trip to Augusta. So that's not great, but he's made 8 of 9 cuts this year. He has been top of the tour in strokes gained for a bunch of different areas. Hits the ball pretty far. You know, Young doesn't really know what he's getting into. So for 7,300, you need a couple of those guys so that we can bring the hammer home here at the end.
Yeah, and so the hammer is the most expensive guy on the board. But it's a real question you have to ask: is it Scotty or the field? The way he's been playing and dominating in majors lately, he's getting over half an eagle per round, which is incredible. And he's going to be there at the end. He's past champion, as we talked about before, knows the course. I think it won't be a shock if he doesn't win, but I think it'll be a shock if he's not in one of the final two or three groups on Sunday.
Yeah, it's just the chances of him imploding are like zero,
right?
Yeah,
but to have an exciting finish last weekend if he's playing, if he had entered that tournament, do we even have an exciting finish, or is he just 5 strokes up and that doesn't happen?
Right. Yeah, to your point earlier, AB, we always talk about this in football, you got to differentiate your lineup so that you actually have a chance to win. He's going to be in everybody's lineup, but it's almost one of those things like we talk about during the year where, like, going back to like Tyreek. at some ridiculous price point that everybody plays him anyway. You kind of have to have him just to get in the game.
Right.
And so I think that's the deal here.
What are your food plans? Do you have any, like, is there a special meal on the menu or a place that you're going, whether it's a bar or restaurant, to watch with a few friends?
I thought that I was coming over to your house for a pimento cheese tasting flight.
Yeah, remember you told us you bought the little kids' kiddie pool and you had ordered a bunch of pimento cheese and you're
DoorDash had to cancel the order.
Re-canceled you.
It'll be there.
That's far too many tubs of pimento cheese, please.
It'll be there April 21st, 2025.
Nina will be thrilled. No, I don't think so. I don't have like a food association to this. I love downloading the app. That's a tradition every year. After I've deleted it when the tournament ends, you download the app again so you can see everything. And then it's going to be on. It's probably the only tournament outside the Ryder Cup that it's on somewhere in the house at all times for 4 days straight.
It's just funny that you get like 1 month, you know, a rolling month where you lose so much productivity on a Thursday and Friday because of sports, because it's March Madness and then this. And it's really the only two times that I'm watching sports. Yep. While I'm, you know, working.
Yeah, unless it's like the 8 o'clock Thursday night football game or 9 o'clock. And then you're just missing out on staples.
There's only one other time you do it. It's because it's during the day. It's the Olympics.
That's true.
You might have that on.
I'd rather watch these than the Olympics.
I don't even really know what's going on. This year?
Are we covering it live?
I don't really know much about what sports they play in the Olympics.
I'll actually be in France like the end of July, right before the Olympics is going to kick off in Paris.
This just reminded me of something, Gibby, and I should have brought this up a while ago. That's awesome, AB. I work with a kid who swam for Harvard, and he swam in the Olympics for the U.S. and won a gold medal. So we probably have to have him on for the Olympics, actually.
Well, we should also talk to my brother, who was an intern at Harvard in the athletic department.
Of course.
Well, my grandfather, who's a Harvard alum, had a membership to the gymnasium in the pool. Mm-hmm. And my brother got a call at 6 a.m. that my grandfather was swimming naked in the Harvard athletic pool.
Classic Gibson. Classic Gibson move.
Well, no, he wasn't a Gibson. Rest in peace.
Well.
So I think
I have one question for you before we get out of here. I really think that there's a target. So if you take, you know, wives out of the equation, if you get to Augusta, what amount of money do you have to spend in the merchandising tent before you feel guilty?
Well, I think, isn't everything like wildly overpriced in there, or am I imagining that?
Because
like,
it's the food that's very cheap, but everything is like $2.
Coming out of there with a Peter Millar Masters quarter zip for less than $200, you're probably mistaken.
So I'm wondering, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. What's the budget walking in there?
I think I'm going to try to get as much as I can. So I'll probably get like one, like a quarter zip, most likely, because I'm a Q-zip guy. And then I think I'll get some little like trinkets, tees, or like I'll get some other little stuff.
Yeah,
like
you need a ball. You need a logo ball for sure. Maybe a flag.
Sounds like Manny, we'll call it 300 for you.
Yeah, that's where I'll be like, that's the point where I'm like, it's okay. I can get these items somewhere else. There's a thrift store down the street from the Masters that collects this stuff, just ends up there over the years. I saw somebody doing that the other day, and there's some like pretty, that's where you go. That's the value. You got to go full Macklemore.
I'm getting a flag, a towel, a hat.
Yeah.
Probably some sort of like zip, like a sweatshirt or a Q zip. And then,
a bucket hat for you.
Maybe not a bucket hat. I'm not a bucket hat guy, but I think that's probably mostly it. It's probably, I'm spending the same amount as 18 Miami Vices at, Hammock Beach.
That's anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 worth of Miami Vices.
How many floaters do you get? Those are the right answers.
I think you got to get some stuff.
What would you go with?
I'd be about the same. I think like $500 would probably be where I'd start feeling bad about it. But
yeah,
I
think it's probably just like you have to commemorate that you were there. But you have to also let go of the fact that you can probably get all those items online.
Yes.
At least secondhand or, maybe not official, right?
But you can't buy them online without going and pretend you went. That makes you a clown.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
And subtle enough that it's not like, you know, yeah. And I went to the Masters t-shirt.
Yeah, you wear it every day.
Which I do have.
Full circle. Here comes a Broncos reference now. Did you guys know John Elway once played at the Masters? He played the Masters when he
was. We almost got out of it.
I didn't make the reference this time. I was saving
you've been, it. You've been getting away with murder without AB here.
It was the return of the king. It was the return of the prince that was promised.
Prodigal son.
Yeah, and, he's back. And so I didn't want to do it today. But to sum it up, if you want to win, you can do all your toilet tinkering, everything you need to do to get your lineup right. But it's Wyndham Clark, it's Koepka, it's Cantlay, Ekroth, McCarthy, and drop the hammer with Scheffler. And there is nothing better when you're building the FanDuel lineup and the very last choice is like the ace in the hole. So someone's looking through your lineup as an opponent and they're like, oh crap, he's also got Scheffler going. That's kind of a nice little dig to the 60,000 people that will not win that are not named the Millie Boys. So
It's a big year for us. We're going to do some stuff in the NFL. This is just a precursor.
Excellent. Wonderful. It's great to be back, boys. Thank you.
Hell yeah.